Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it's written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. St. Paul fits a lot into very few verses here, so let's unpack this reading to see how it speaks to us in our lives today. St. Paul understood well what arrogance could do to blind oneself from God's messages. He knew firsthand from his previous life as a devout Jew and a zealot for Jewish practices how pride and power blinded him from seeing the truth, until that trip to Damascus when Jesus really blinded him to get his attention. St. Paul's words are an encouragement to the Corinthians and to us. It doesn't matter about our social class, our mental capacity, our physical strength, whether we hold positions of power. Jesus Christ calls each and all to follow him. God chose to reveal his son's birth to the poor and lowly shepherds in the field, not to Herod in the castle. God chose the weak to shame the strong. We recently celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, the story of the Magi coming to worship the newborn king. I wonder if the Magi's visit to King Herod in nearby Jerusalem, as they searched for the newborn king, might have been God's way of offering Herod a chance to play out his role differently than what Herod did in the end. Herod was known for his personal quest for worldly power and his jealousy of anyone who might challenge his power. What would the story have been if Herod had humbled himself to God and chose to repent of his arrogance? What could have been if Herod had a change of heart, decided to embrace what God was doing in this gift of a Messiah? Instead, this little baby Jesus, lowly, certainly despised by Herod, well, God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something. How often do I let my own pride or stubbornness get in the way of some good that stands before me to do? St. Paul notes, it is due to God that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. God himself is our source of life. His gift of Jesus Christ, who became one of us to pay for our sins by dying a horrible death on the cross. This gift is the basis for our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. This verse made me smile as I think of the number of times I've been challenged with the terms sanctification and justification. St. Paul puts an end to the arguments and simply reminds us that we owe all of it to God. There's no room for boasting on our own as though we achieved them ourselves with our own mental capacities. So how does this apply to me in my life? It's a reminder that any so-called natural talents that I have are all pure gifts from God. There's nothing that I've done or achieved that I can claim as all my own doing. When I look back on my life, I see the hand of God pulling me through impossible situations and His gentle love guiding me through life decisions repeatedly. I'm grateful for the gifts of my family, my education, my work life, and now for the opportunities in retirement that allow me to attend and serve in this beautiful parish of Blessed Sacrament. So when things go the way I hoped they would go, thanks be to God should be the words on my lips. Mike and I watch a lot of American football, and I always appreciate the athletes who point up to heaven after a great play or when the game is won, choosing to boast on the Lord in their sign language. How about you? Is it easy for you to attribute personal successes to God's work in your life? Maybe you could take some time today or this week to look back on your recent past and see if you could identify events that show the hand of God working in your life. When you do, remember to give credit where it's due, as St. Paul tells us. Boast in the Lord.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.